I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1381. Donald Trump vowed to protect women whether the women like it or not, after saying that his people told him it was inappropriate to say.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
The comments follow Trump's remarks in recent months that he would protect women and make sure that they wouldn't be thinking about abortion, despite appointing the three Supreme Court justices who formed the conservative majority that overturned the federal right to abortion. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, called Trump's comments offensive to everybody and said that they're proof that Trump is not going to be fighting for women's reproductive rights. Women have outpaced men in early voting in states where results are reported by gender. Moving on, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation fell to its lowest level since February of 2021. Prices rose by 2.1% in September compared to a year ago. The central bank's goal is 2%. And finally, North Korea launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile intended to send a message to rivals who have escalated regional tensions. Shortly after the United States and South Korea condemned the country for deploying troops near Ukraine to join Russia's war effort, Kim Jong-un ordered the missile test and called the launch an appropriate military action to show that North Korea would respond to enemies that posed a threat to the security of our republic recently. It was the first major weapons test since September. Roughly 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia near Ukraine's border, and Russia has reportedly been training North Korean soldiers in artillery, drones, and basic infantry operations, including trench clearing, indicating that they fully intend to use these forces in frontline operations. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.